We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, thank you, sir. It's 7:50 on WTIC. So there are a number of people that we see each and every year over here at the holiday store, be it in Avon or be it in Glastonbury, which, by the way, Joe, is where we are this morning. And among those are our good friends.
Corey Turner is the president of the Glastonbury Rotary, who made their usual big donation of toys and diapers and baby food and the like. And Corey joins us for a few minutes now. Corey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, good to have you.
How big is the Glastonbury Rotary?
We currently have 75 members. About 60 or so are active members on a weekly basis.
Is that, how does that compare to other chapters? Because, I mean, I've heard from a lot of people it's difficult to get people joining service organizations.
It's interesting. A lot of organizations have had difficulties the past few years. We actually are one of the largest Rotary clubs in the area. We've been very lucky as far as membership is concerned. We have some fantastic members.
How has Rotary changed over the years?
You know, a lot of the members are aging, We'll say. So it's been a little bit of an effort of ours to bring in younger members, myself
included. Well, that would be you.
That would be me.
You'd fit right in that category. You'd be example A.
Right here.
As a president, what's your biggest charge? What's your biggest responsibility?
Running day-to-day meetings, we're looking for larger projects as well. We have our daily projects. We've done projects over the years, as you guys know, around town. We built the Riverfront Pavilion
a few
years ago, which was a big project. We helped with Purple Heart Homes building Manny's Place, a house for a veteran.
Yeah.
We did the concession stand at the high school. Last year, we built dugouts at the varsity softball field at the high school. So we look for those projects. That's part of my job. Also, running the day-to-day meetings. As I said, we do have some fantastic members. So we have members. Rick Cyphers runs the baby foods drive every year. He does a great job.
Yes.
So those members make my job a little bit easier for sure.
All right. You're talking about all the construction projects, but then again, it's probably not a coincidence that it's Corey Turner Construction. So that would be you.
It helps the cause. I've had a little bit of experience in this, but
where do you get the money for these projects?
Our biggest fundraiser is the Lobster Fest that we do every year.
I was there.
Yep. It's a great event. We did 2,500 tickets this year.
That's amazing.
This thing is great.
It's a lot of lobsters.
It's a big, big event, and it's grown over the years. It's kind of become a little bit of an animal of its own, but that's where the majority of our fundraising comes from throughout the year. We also do some other fundraising events. We've sold bricks, engraved bricks down at the pavilion and brick walk and stuff.
Okay. I've seen those. Yeah. Does the Lobster Fest, Stu Leonard, I think, provides the lobsters.
Correct.
Or you can have steak.
Yep, steak or lobster. Stu Leonard's provides all of the lobsters. They also provide all of the steamers. They've been a great partner. They really take care of us as far as pricing is concerned so that we can maximize our efforts.
It's a pain to get to the Elks, though.
It's a little out there.
Where's this, the Glastonbury Elks?
Yeah. Yes. Cell service at all.
Cell phone service is awful.
Pretty much, yes.
But hopefully it's improving. So
you're on your own trying to find it. When you're pitching people to join the Rotary, what's your sales pitch?
I grew up around this club. My father was actually a member, so I'm a little bit different. It's kind of in my blood, but, my business is located here in town. I grew up in this town. This community has given me a ton. For me personally, it was an opportunity to give back to the community. And if you're looking for something to do, to join in, to meet great people, to give back a little bit to the community, to make the community a little bit better, then it's a great organization to join.
And it's been somewhat gratifying, I think, in your life to see the changes that have taken place here in Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as I said, I grew up in town, so I've seen change over the years, and that's for sure. And the nice thing is, being a part of this club and all the things that we do and all the construction projects, as you said, that we've done, it's something where you drive around town and you can say, wow, we did that.
It's a great source of pride. Yeah, exactly. You should be proud of that.
It's nice to have some of you. Because look at us. You know, what we've got, you know, the CF building, I go up there and talk on the radio. You know, it's not the same as saying,
right.
We built that.
Yeah, exactly. Know? And what's the next big project on the horizon?
We have a few projects that are in the planning phase, we'll say. We don't have anything set yet, but hopefully in the next year we'll have it. We have been planning and, you know, building our coffers so that we're ready to do the next big project. There are a few on the table, and so we'll see what shakes out.
I think the other thing when it comes to like the Rotary, Lions Club, you know, you name it, the Elks for that matter, the fact is you do meet a lot of people, and the fact of the matter is, not to be selfish, but for a business guy, it's a pretty good deal because you know people.
It's true. You know, I mean, joining the club is not supposed to be the primary reason, you know, business-wise, but it is a nice side effect, I won't lie.
How often do you meet?
We meet once a week, typically at Mondays. During the winter hours, winter months, which is September through June, we meet at the Gallery Restaurant, which owned by Pam McHugh. She does, her and her staff do a fantastic job. She's actually a Rotarian herself, very active member.
How many women do you have in the Rotary?
We have about 10 women, I want to say.
Pretty good percentage.
Well, that's good.
So it's been growing, and I think 3 or 4 of our most recent members that have joined have all been women.
Yeah.
Very good members. They really are.
So
Rotary has changed over the years, though. You know, it used to be all men.
Well, once women weren't allowed in any service organizations.
So, you had an auxiliary, probably. Yeah.
But the, you know, some of the members, actually, the first woman joined when my father was president of the club.
You're right.
So, Dad was all right with that, or?
You know, it was a transitional time.
Was there some pushback? Weren't thrilled
about it, but they, you know, they've become such an important part of our club, and
we
have some great women as members.
Okay, now totally out of the blue question. What's your favorite restaurant here in town?
Ooh, that's a tough one. We have a lot of good restaurants
good answer.
In town.
Well, don't bite, because then you'll never get into the other places.
Well, like South Glastonbury now has become like restaurant world down there.
So, it's... I will say that we don't have a lack of restaurants in town that
that's a good way to put
restaurants.
It. Well, thank you for all you do for the holiday store. We appreciate your major donation today. It's Corey Turner, a family tradition since 1955.
That's pretty good.
Turner Home Improvements. I guess you weren't around in 55 because Ray and I were.
So I wasn't here. My grandfather started the company. It's transitioned down the generations, but
it's done quite. It's in very good hands right now.
Has the major talked to you?
So yes,
about a little help. See, what they do is that they have like a no freeze shelter.
Okay,
and that's one of the things that the money that we get goes to. And so, I guess they want some rehabbed or a little bit.
I'm going to try to get down there later on this week.
See what I mean?
Nothing like putting my 50,000-watt radio and putting the screws to them.
That's what we're here for. Corey, have a merry Christmas.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate
much.
It. Corey Turner.
And there you go.
Glastonbury Rotary.
It is 7:57.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.